Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. We're with you till 9 a.m. By the way, Matt Helm. It's Matt Helm. That's what that music reminds me of. Old stupid Dean Martin detective movies where he's hanging out with Elkie Summer.
Yeah. Hey, that was good stuff. You're right. That kind of music.
And who was he chasing? Probably Dan Blocker. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on the radio.com app, as we like to say on Sunday. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
This is pretty good. We are we'll be joined by Ken Roundtree, our producer, throughout the morning. Get Ken's perspective on a couple things. Normally, it's just college football and Georgia Bulldogs. We had some other things that happened this past week that want to get Ken's perspective on. But, as soon as that music popped, I was like, I'm home from school, I'm sick, and I got the TV on, and there's only four channels, and WGN is running Matt Helm. and I don't care nothing about him trying to be no actor. I just want him to slide down the pole and talk to the gold diggers.
Well, that was his TV show. That wasn't on Matt Helm.
That's all I cared for, then.
You know, you got Matt Helm or Our Man Flint or one of them.
Oh, that's what you call it. That's Lee Marvin's brother. People didn't know that. Now you got me.
Brunson.
No.
Charles Bronson. No.
No, not Charlie Bronson. It'll come to me in a second. But the guy who was Derek Flint in those two In Like Flint movies is Lee Marvin's brother. But they changed their name. He was also in The Great Escape. Oh, this is going to kill me.
Anyway. No, don't do that. We're just getting started. I'm just thinking of movies of that time that were like, I won't say James Bond knockoffs, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we did here. This is what America did. They, you know, there were two times in American entertainment where we followed James Colbert. That's it. James Colbert.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
We followed England. We followed them with, the British invasion music, even though those dudes ripped off a bunch of our guys. And then we did it with the James Bond series of movies. So, whatever puts the people in the seats, right?
That's it.
That's right. Whatever it does. Man, this past week, which is where we normally start off this show, you know that I had to be sedated. Because I talked to you how many times during this week?
And you're right. Yeah, a lot more than usual.
I am not that passionate about some things. Like, you get worked up about some stuff, and we know where that wheelhouse is. But I don't normally I just don't. But if it's blatant, then, you know, obviously we got a problem with it. But this past week, and it's funny because I was thinking of Chris Mahler all week long, who we have on our show from Saturday Down South, and how he thinks that I want everything to be sunny and roses for the Big Ten and give them the alleyway or whatever entry point they can to be a part of the big games at the end. That's not the case. Okay, and I just, and I'm not doing it because my wife is a Michigan fan. It's just, and by the way, I'm sitting right next to Dabo Swinney, who feels the same way I do, and some of those other teams in the SEC that Ohio State has been given a pass. See, I got to back up because I'm going to get started. So that's how I was this week when I saw things starting to fall into place and the conversation started about moving the goalposts and rearranging the rules to accommodate them. And So all I could hope for was some upsets this weekend to make other teams' entry a little bit easier. Some couple upsets were needed. And, you know, I don't know if I got it. So it looks like those guys are going to just kind of back their way in again. And everybody made it easy for them. And it drove me crazy.
Yeah. Well, at least your house didn't have to go through what would happen if they had played the game yesterday.
If they had, well, listen, I don't care if they were playing McEachern. Any opportunity for them to get an unexpected loss, I was in favor of. I really was. And let me ask you this. Even if they lose.
You think Michigan would have beaten Ohio?
Oh, no, I don't think they would have. No, not at all. No. But all I would. Right, but let me ask you this. Did you see LSU beating Florida last night?
Oh, yeah, man. And my question is, where's this LSU team been all season? Where's they been all season? It's like they got off the bus. Maybe they've been riding on the bus all year, and they finally got off in Gainesville last night. And just like with the Army-Navy game, the fog rolled in. It was all kind of stuff that happened. And maybe they brought that with them from Baton Rouge. It's been known to get foggy at night some games down there down through the years. Maybe they brought that in with them, and maybe that made them feel right at home because they hung around and played their best game of the season. They played like a defending national champion. Although I know that team's gone, those players, so many of those players are gone. But they played like it last night. I mean, down to the very end and beat Florida, which, you know, means a question. If Florida comes to town next week and beats Alabama, do you turn the SEC championship game winner away from the playoff?
See, we know – well, everybody's got an opinion about this. It really is. It's funny. Right. Everybody's got an opinion about this.
Do you turn them away? If they come to town and beat Alabama next week, do you turn Florida away?
Yeah, they're going to turn. No? I personally would love to see the one of the top candidates, if not the number one Heisman Trophy candidate, play in the playoff. I would like to see Florida in there. They're not given.
He didn't play like it last night.
No, he didn't. He did not. But I would like to see that happen. It's not going to happen because they're not putting a two-loss SEC team in the playoffs. I just don't see it happening this year with everything that they have done to accommodate Ohio State, and they still look. If Ohio State beats Northwestern, all bets are off.
Yeah,
all bets are off. And so that's
Did you see the bonehead play? The bonehead reaction after a play that set the stage for Florida to for LSU to win the game.
I was one eye was open. Something about a shoe being thrown.
They stopped the Florida defense, stopped the guy short of getting the first down. And I guess in his exuberance to celebrate, yeah, we stop you, he picks up the guy's shoe and flings it about 40 yards downfield. Penalty flag comes out, unsportsmanlike, automatic first down. The drive continues, and LSU kicks the field.
Yeah.
A number of boneheaded things that just happened yesterday. I watched Southern Cal UCLA game, which used to be a must-see TV back in the day. I don't know how many people watched it last night. It had a great ending. But in the end, the Southern Cal guys come over there and taunting the UCLA guys, and some fights break out. I'm like, you're both bad. What are you taunting those guys for? I mean, UCLA football hadn't mattered in 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, what's the deal, man? You know, nobody's letting you guys in the national picture.
What's his face spend a minute there? I forgot about that. Didn't Mora?
Yeah,
some time.
Mo
he was there for a while.
But I'm just saying, you know.
I
talked with somebody about it. I said, what's the deal with UCLA football? Why can't they be relevant again? Something about their facilities are not great. And Southern Cal's facilities may not be that great either compared to what they see when they come to visit schools in this part of the country. Plus, those guys on the West Coast know that East Coast teams will recruit them. And, you know, they'll come out here to play. So they're having trouble keeping their talent home.
Well, we are going to talk more college football in our next segment. Also get into what Georgia did yesterday. They took care of business with Missouri. But, you know, this is like kissing your sister this year with this program. And somebody who's vested in it we want to talk to next. That'll be our producer, Ken Roundtree. But, man, we go into this show with a heavy heart, don't we, Sam? You know, we talk about some folks. I mean, we hung up and it's like a few more people passed away of note. Kiss an
angel good morning. Wow.
That's Charlie Pride.
Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
I wonder if back in the day Rhubarb played that.
I'm sure.
Rhubarb Jones Morton is here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I forgot what station he was on. Anyway, Charlie Pride, was he the first black member of the Grand Ole Opry?
Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame,
right?
And a great baseball player, and for years would go to camp. I'm thinking, either the Brewers or the Rangers. He would go to camp with every year. That was just part of his workout, and the guys would welcome him down there. And after he did, later on, Garth Brooks would do that.
I was just going to say, Garth did it with Padres?
And they actually put him in a couple of games. Mm-hmm. Charlie wouldn't get any games, but that was a big workout he would do. Had a great relationship with the guys on the team, and they always welcomed him to come back there. So, yeah.
So we lost, Charlie. Yes, was it yesterday? Another actress. You may not know who she is, but you can go look up her IMDb. Carol Sutton, number of movies. Steel Magnolias. I think she was in Forrest Gump, too. But again, this was like right after Charlie Pride. But we were still wiping our eyes from the loss of Debo this week, man.
Yeah.
We lost one of the most recognizable character performances in American movie history. I mean, you mentioned Debo, everybody knows who it is.
He's one of the most recognizable characters, period, if you ever see this dude, man. And I saw him and met him at of all places, a golf tournament.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Well, anyway, Tommy Lister, that's his name. Tiny Lister, if you
Tiny
will.
Lister. Tiny Lister.
Was a wrestler, too?
Zeus.
He wrestled for a little bit?
Yeah. Had a very memorable match with Hulk Hogan way back in the day. But yeah, man, just a remarkable.
He's that
remarkable
dude talent. Who just shows up, and, and there are so many things that he's in that you go, oh, yeah, he was in that, too. Oh, yeah, he was in that, too. So,
But he's remembered most for Fridays.
He's just and the crazy part about it is beloved.
Oh yeah,
and he is the gold standard. When you talk about that kind of character in movies, you want a Debo type. You say that, everybody knows what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we had that going on this past week.
We lost former coach Ray Perkins.
Ray Perkins, and a guy who I didn't remember with his first name. I never saw play when he was using his original name, but when he changed it, I did see it. And I'm talking about Dick Allen.
Yeah.
Dick Allen, he called himself Richie Allen when he came into the league, 7-time All-Star. When he got to the, I don't know if it was before he got to the White Sox or when he went to the White Sox, he changed it and he was Dick Allen. And he was first baseman for the White Sox for a while. But the guy was the first person I ever saw, the only baseball player that wore a helmet in the field. Now there were a couple guys that did it afterwards, and I'm trying to think of the guy, John Olerud, I think, did it for Toronto. But he was the first person I saw that wore a helmet in the field, and it was because of the way he was treated in Philadelphia. Yeah. And we talk about Philly fans, but all those guys who came up through the I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of the black players you hear stories from, depending on where they played, just the reaction they got from fans. Hell, Bobby Bonds, Barry Bonds would talk about the stories his father would tell him, and he was out in San Francisco. But the way they were treated, Griffey too, they all dealt with it differently, obviously. But Mike Schmidt, Hall of Famer, talks about Dick Allen as being one of the greatest mentors he could imagine ever having and how much he helped his career.
Yep. And he was... I forget about the bat he used to play. He played with an extra heavy bat.
Oh, really? That's huge.
With. Yeah, they say he played with this big bat like a 2x4 he come out there with.
Remember the old cartoons where Bugs Bunny go down and cut up a tree?
Yeah.
Just whittle away. They had it kind of look like, you would think it looked like that. But, yeah, he was just one of those players who I remember from my youth. Like I said, playing for the White Sox. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are not the opening act for a run up to the Falcons, but we are the opening act for a number of things that will happen before their 4 o'clock kickoff today out on the West Coast. We're followed by Nick Cale. He'll take us up to the Wade Ford and then countdown to kickoff. But throughout our show today, we have got Rick Limpert back today, man. It's been a while since we had Rick, but this is the time when we have him. Approaching a holiday, he's the sports tech reporter. And so he's going to come in here with some Christmas gifts. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour from Ball Atlanta, Ray Gleer is going to talk about a couple of the Atlanta teams here in town. And then our own David Archer, who will be calling Falcons game. He's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour as we talk all kinds of NFL stuff and some other stories, too. Just getting started on a Sunday morning. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the radio.com app. It is Sam and Greg here till 9 o'clock. That Kale is going to follow us. I'm not sure if he's here till 11 or noon. I'm sure I'll find out here a little bit. And he's here till noon. There you go. You know what, Sam? I just realized something. We've not
What's
only
that?
Never talked to Nick, but we've obviously never seen him before. We have coworkers now because of this pandemic. We ain't never met. It's like we got shipped off to the New York Bureau or something. We're not in town anymore. So we want to welcome Nick. We should welcome him, right?
We should welcome him, but he's been on for a while.
I haven't seen you since March, since St. Paddy's Day, something like that. although I will tell you, I did see you last week, or was it two weeks ago. Flipping around and I saw you on TV doing your report, and I just had nice blue suit. Nice matching tie. Had that little pocket square there, and finished your report. Man, a big old smile came on. I said, "Asthma boy, hey Sam." It's like, "Hey, there it is, Luke." I haven't called Tracy. I said, "Hey, come in here." Okay, look, look who's on TV.
No, you didn't do that. No, you didn't do that.
I did.
Great.
Come on. Sam.
No, you didn't act like our grandparents act years ago when they saw somebody else black on TV.
Yeah, I did.
Come in.
Yeah, I did.
Come in. Call your neighbor. Call him.
Sammy Davis is on Johnny Carson. I absolutely did that. Absolutely. Hey, before we get into college football. If you're just joining us, Mr. Crenshaw and I are drunk this morning. Broken dead out. Elderberry. Why? I was looking. You know how I do this on this date? Let's play a little game quick here before we get into depths of college football, where I talk about things from this particular date. A number of people were awarded a Heisman Trophy on this date. Mm-hmm. I want to see if you can, because there's no way I'd win at this. Maybe Ken. Ken, by the way, Ken, you got a second? We're going to bring in here anyway. Let's see if you guys can tell me who the Heisman Trophy winner was on this particular year. And I'm just scrolling down the page. 1999. If you had to guess, Sam or Ken, just jump in. Give me a...
Oh,
God. 1999. And if you give up and you want a hint of the conference, I will tell you the conference.
Is that Ron Dane?
Man, control of the board stays with Ken. Nice going. That was it.
Two thousand three,
and I will tell you it is a different conference than the Ron Dane Wisconsin 1999 win.
Okay.
2003 Heisman Trophy winner, and since you guys have taken this tongue, I'll give you a hint. It was from the Big 12.
That's the Sooner quarterback. What's his name? White.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Jason White. There you go. I wouldn't have got that in a million years. 2010. Maybe an easy one for you guys. Not that long ago.
2010.
Again, another conference than the two we mentioned earlier.
Another conference.
2010 Heisman Trophy winner. Okay. Was in the news this past week for...
Oh, that's Cam, right?
There you go, Cam Newton.
Okay.
Sam, you know, you're gonna have to get some. You're gonna have to get some bonus points here soon. 2014 Heisman Trophy winner.
Is he in the news too?
No, not really.
Okay.
He might be, but not for anything he did between the white lines.
I don't think this guy's playing football anymore, is he?
I actually would have to look. But he might still be on us. He's probably on a roster. But I don't. He's not where he was. I don't want to give it away.
I think that's Mariota.
This dude is killing you, Sam.
He's still on the roster.
I figured he was on a roster someplace. I wasn't sure. And the last one, I don't want to have you. Both of you better yell this out at the same time. 2015.
Manziel.
Oh, Sam.
Nope.
No, he is killing the league right now. He's the unstoppable force.
Henry.
Yep. Derrick Henry.
I'm just saying that because Manziel made some news. Some people said talk about a return to football this week. I've been reading some of that, and I'm like, who wants to see it?
Really? Well, he's you know, he wants to come back and think. He thinks he's, you know, what's his face from Cleveland? And
Mayfield.
You know, that
was
a little.
He was already in Cleveland. They ran him out of Cleveland.
I'm saying that he wants a second chance. Give me another chance.
Speaking of Cleveland, you want to hear an interesting stat about Cleveland and the Atlanta Falcons real quick?
Would love to.
Go ahead.
The Atlanta Falcons have actually outscored the Cleveland Browns by like 7 points, yet Cleveland's 9-3 and Atlanta's 4-8.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That says about the season.
Isn't that kind of like that stat we talk about where time of possession doesn't necessarily equate to points?
Right. It's when you score. And, you know.
Exactly. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That other voice you hear is Ken Roundtree, our producer. And let's bring him in right now to talk about what he saw yesterday in the game against Missouri and then his overall thoughts on his Georgia Bulldogs and their season that they've had so far, man. You got the quarterback you wanted, but maybe a little too late.
Well, to do anything this year, yeah. I think you see the whole, especially the whole offense, kind of like take a sigh, like okay, like the running game, we don't have to carry it every game. And I think you've seen him get people that were kind of lost in the first half of the season, like George Pickens, involved again. And happy, so I'm good with Georgia. I don't think anybody really wants to play Georgia right now with JT Daniels behind center. So, especially Florida.
Yes.
I was waiting for that Florida dig to come in, especially after last night. Touche.
What did you think of that? What did you think of that loss last night?
I didn't watch it. I just watched the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you see it coming? I didn't. Nobody saw.
I had a feeling that LSU might keep it close because I thought they would start Johnson. I think Johnson was better than Finley. But I didn't think they would win. And I just think it's a Dan Mullen way to lose when you stop somebody and you throw the shoe 40 yards and they kick the field goal.
Yes, that helped. That helped. But I got to tell you something. You didn't expect them to put that many points up in the first place, I would imagine. You didn't think they were going to get 34 points up against this Florida team. I know I certainly didn't, and most people watching this game didn't. But there's something to be said for a team that is rallying around themselves. They got the world falling down on them, and they just decided, hell, I'm going out kicking and screaming. And that's kind of maybe what happened this last game with LSU. You know, this was the week on Wednesday where they announced, you know, the loss of 8 scholarships. They had a self-imposed penalty
they put on themselves. Well, this is a Coach O special. I mean, this is what he does. I mean, he did it at Ole Miss, and when he was interim at USC, when they're not having a good season, he always can get them to rise up and beat somebody they're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just that motivator. And so, it wasn't a surprise. They played well.
But Ken, the other thing is that, you know, are we seeing a player in the transfer portal from down there headed to Georgia? And is that part of a bit of a defection down at Baton Rouge? I'm hearing Eric Gilbert, who went there for Marietta, was on Marietta State Championship team last year. He was disenchanted with things down at Baton Rouge, and they feel like he's transferring to UGA.
I think that's the thought maybe to UGA, but I don't think UGA is a good fit for him right now. I think they have too many tight ends already. We saw Darnell Washington yesterday finally catch some passes. But if he has the grades, I'd really like to see him go to Georgia Tech. And that's from a Bulldog, but I think he has more room to shine there next year with the Jeff Sims, and he'd be basically one of the only only pass catching tight ends there.
You know,
him joining a crowded room at Georgia with Washington and everybody else, I don't know. I think he's coming back home, but he's walking into another crowded room just like at LSU.
Yeah. You know, Ken, they are recruiting tight ends at Tech again. They didn't recruit
him. Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
They didn't recruit him for about 12 years.
Be a good fit for him. He gets a lot of balls there.
He could. Or does he follow his battery mate from Marietta, Harrison Bailey, and go up to Tennessee? They need everything up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, they do.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mr. Crenshaw, I need to back off for a second. Ken, I need you to back off. And I want to crow about the season that Coastal Carolina has had and the conversation that has swirled around his team. They won yesterday against Troy.
They had a close call. They had a close call.
It was,
they had a fight to pull that one out. But that's Troy. Troy does that to people. They play anybody and they'll make it difficult for you.
So what about this team, man, in the bowl season? I mean, they've got to – is this their best season, period, ever? Because I haven't followed these guys.
Obviously, the program hadn't been around that long. You know,
I didn't know how long they went back and what they've done in the past. So in this crazy 2020 season, they're not going to make the playoff, but obviously these guys are still sitting there undefeated. Yeah, it's Sun Belt, but still – where do you see them, if at all, in one of these top bowl games?
I'd like to see them fight their way into a game and possibly get into a New Year's Day game. I mean, that's what everybody's figuring out now, who's going to go where. As far as the Sun Belt goes, they're really at the top of the ladder there. You're going to find out where some other teams may find out today where some other teams are going. And Georgia State, I'll get into that at the top of the next hour, where them and Georgia Southern may end up as well. But Coastal Carolina coming out of that conference represented themselves very well, played one of the best games of the season last week when they beat BYU, and they shown people that, hey, you know, we can't step outside of our league and win big games. They do have a win over a Big 12 opponent. They beat Kansas this year. So, I think they'll be a good fit for somewhere New Year's. You know, not one of the games in the playoff, but a game that will be a New Year's Day game. And so that's what I expect to see them do. They have enough excitement. I think people would tune in to watch them. They're a fun, exciting team to watch. And let's see if they keep that coach down there, man. That's the thing. When you come up with something like that, all of a sudden he's on a lot of people's radar. And you've seen some of the movements already happen. Kevin Sumlin's looking for a gig. He's out at Arizona this week. Bush Jones landed a new job, late of Tennessee, now at Arkansas State. So that type thing is kind of like a college coaching silly season, if you will. It's happening.
Listen, we need to spend a few minutes talking about what we saw yesterday. History was made. Sarah Fuller.
Yeah.
She got the extra point. She is now all alone. Top power conferences. She is the first woman to score points. And while not the first to do it in college football, but on this level, that's an achievement, and she's in the record books. And, man, the phrase that applies that has gone throughout this year, sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way, but play like a girl has never been more prevalent this year, man. Yeah.
I can't believe that this hasn't happened before in Division I. I just remember growing up, I started my high school career at Morrow, and in Forest Park at the time had this really, really good kicker that was a girl, and she was blasting it from like 55 yards. I think she went to a D2 school or something, but dang.
Are you talking about the girl at Riverdale? You meant the girl at Riverdale.
Maybe she was at Riverdale.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s?
Tanya Butler. I think it was the name.
I think that's her, yeah.
Yep. And she ended up playing some D2 ball. And
she could kick it, bro.
Yeah. She was legit. She was before her time.
Yeah, she's way before. I was like, dude, she's like, they would line up on like the 45. She kick it.
Hang on again. So, wait, I'm on the outside looking in here, and there's a lot of people listening right now. Same thing. Who are you talking about? What school was this, and when was this?
I think he said it was at Riverdale.
She's at Riverdale.
The late 90s.
Yeah, 99.
They had a girl kicker, and
they made it to the state semifinal. They made it to the state semifinals. She got the kick in the Georgia Dome. Back then, the semifinal game was played in the Georgia Dome. You know, not the championship games, which I always thought was ridiculous. They bring you inside for the semis, and then you back outside in the cold.
What's up with that? Just a little taste of everything.
Well, you know, we used to leave state championship games in ties too. That's kind of like just Georgia. You know, high school. We won't get into all those things. We've corrected those things since then.
I also, listen, man, I don't have much more to say than I'm really, really, really happy for what's going on at North Carolina as far as their program. I mean, this is, again, when you see the basketball schools play very well in football, but Mack Brown and the turnaround he's had and all of that, I just, you know, they got it done again yesterday. They won, so it's like, I don't know that they were expected to win. I didn't know that they were expected to have the season they had. These guys are sitting right now, I think, at, let me get this right here, my page. Is it 8-3? 7-3 in the ACC? Sitting at 17th in the country, and they beat number 10 Miami yesterday. So again, I just worthy of a mention, man, because I didn't really care about him at Texas. By the way, Kevin Sumlin got fired yesterday.
I mentioned that Kevin Sumlin.
No, but I'm saying, did it happen in the time frame you thought it was? Because I thought it'd be like an hour after the game.
Yeah, that happened quickly. It happened quickly. But everybody's thinking there's going to be a change. You talk about Mack Brown. They think they're going to change the coach at Texas. Yesterday, everything said that they're not going to change coaches at Texas. And I know that's something we're going to do that with Ray Gleer a little bit when we talk to him next hour. All the all those cattlemen out there, oil and cattlemen were ready to send. You know, they'll pay a coach to leave in a heartbeat out there. So
they just have the worst expectations for that program than anybody. They're like Yankee fans.
They truly do.
They just think every year the trophy's coming here. And I don't know. You mentioned some of the sports stuff that we got coming up. We got Rick Limper joining us next. Rick's a friend of the show. He's been with us. How long has Rick been? Pretty much since we started, right?
Yeah. He's been with us.
Looking for some holiday ideas. Rick Limper's going to join us next. It's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the radio.com app. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
It is Sam and Greg, and we had some birthdays. We got some famous birthdays. We got some things that took place on this day, which I will get to in a little bit. There's the bell we should have hit earlier when we were staying back in the references for 25 years ago or longer, but I couldn't reach the bell quick enough, so I thought I'd throw it in there right now. But we got a guest, man, and we haven't talked to him. I was looking at an interview that, Rick, you were a part of, but it was from February. Relevant questions, but from February, and I was thinking to myself, since this pandemic has hit, I don't think we've talked to Rick, have we, Sam?
Maybe not.
Well, Rick, we'll ask you. We're Rick Limpert, sports tech reporter and friend of the show, joined us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, because we have a question for you if we have not spoken to you since the pandemic. So, first of all, good morning, and have we had you on the show since then?
Good morning, guys. Father's Day, you had me on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We always get it for Mother's Day and Father's Day. That's right.
I just wasn't sure if we went through it. It's been such a crazy year, so forgive us, but it's been a while since we've had you. So have you been well, you and your family doing okay, Rick?
I am doing well, and I hope you guys are as well. And you'll be probably the first Atlanta talk show to have two Iowa State graduates on today with me, and you'll have Dave Archer on later.
Oh, no. You know what that means, Rick, now? That means that anytime we talk Iowa State, Sam's got another bullet in his gun. It's just the fighting David Archers, but now moving forward, it could be the fighting Rick Limperts.
I don't know about that.
So just watch out, because that could be coming. We want to, again, welcome you to the show, man. And I'm just going to ask you kind of an overall question with all this craziness that's going on. How has your job changed doing what you do during this pandemic, if at all?
Yeah, it's changed a little bit as far as live events are now, if they happen, they're virtual. And I've had this discussion with Sam, and as he's out and about as well, too, you just kind of have to change your mindset a little bit. But the funny thing is people are getting used to it. They're expecting more virtual things. They've become very familiar with using Zoom and Google Duo, and I don't have to leave my house as much is basically what it's come down to.
That is true. Rick Limper joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning. And as always, Rick, you know, hey, we down to the wire. People haven't gone out and got things or ordered them, as people are doing more so than going to malls these days. You have a list of things you're starting out with, and you started out with some socks. Talk about these socks, because they're interesting, but it was pretty cool last week. I think the socks would have come in handy some mornings.
Yeah, well, the Magic socks, which were originally made for golf, but really they found that people in other sports, just people like wearing them out in general. So the fine merino wool, you can wash them an unlimited amount of times, and they don't lose their shape, and just very comfortable, waterproof, and just a cool item that, you know, socks are kind of cliche. We've talked about that before, socks for Christmas, but Very useful, and they're a premium sock now too. So they're not the kind you're going to get for $8.99. So MagicSocks.com. Check them out.
Rick Lipper joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm looking at a pretty nice looking tennis racket, and apparently it's been one of the best sellers for the last 25 years. Talk about this, and forgive me if I mispronounce it. The new Babolat. Babolat?
Yeah, yeah.
Pure Drive?
Yeah, you got a Babolat. So, yeah, it came out. A lot of the tennis companies will debut a lot of the things come around the U.S. Open, so we really didn't have a big media presence at the U.S. Open this year. But Babolat introduced this their new Pure Drive racket, which is one of the most popular rackets used by pros and amateurs, as Sam knows. So really powerful. It's been a bestseller for 25 years. They just kind of did a refresh on it for 2020. And a nice color scheme, and for tennis players that know rackets, they know Babolat, and just a great racket. You pair it with some Babolat strings, and you're set to go. Even even Sam would be able to lay some forehands down the line with this racket.
I gave me some help. You know what? I'm hoping that Santa has one of those in the bag for me, by the way, anyway. I'm spending time with Rick Lippert here on the waitfor.com hotline of the Tech of Sports, a great technology writer, journalist, and also media director for a number of tennis events. We're going to get into one in particular where they have some gift ideas. But I see something, these tennis wristbands, talk about them and what they do. They look real interesting, Rick.
Yeah, this is something new for tennis. But a lot of sports have had sensors and have really made use of smart technology. This is really the first one for tennis. It's called NeuroTennis, neurotennis.com, and they're smart wristbands. I've talked with the CEO, former world number one Mats Wilander, was integral in designing these. And basically, just you use it for practice or play, two-play or solo mode, and it gives you good feedback through the app, of course. On your game, it gives you maybe things you should work on. While it's not giving you a ton of data, it's giving you verbal and sound feedback on how you can improve your game. Maybe some tidbits about your game that it's picking up. And like I said, I like it because you can use it for practice or for matches. And made for amateurs or pros again. That just give you some tips and maybe help you improve one or two aspects of your game.
Again, looking for things you can put underneath the tree. Guys, there is new products from Baxter of California. I just like saying it like that. Baxter of California. Talking about men's grooming and a self-care kit. Am I getting this right, Rick?
Yeah, well, self-care has been a big theme this year as we've all been stuck at home, and I like this company. Baxter of California, award-winning products. What I like about them as well is they make the full-size products that you can use in your own bathroom at your own home, and then they also make travel size products as well that you can take with you, so you're not missing anything. So, great gift for the holidays. Men's grooming, women get a lot of personal self care items. We shouldn't forget about the men.
You don't hear a lot about that, Sam. Though, I mean, people don't name themselves like that. No, like Baxter of California, Rockefeller of New York, Kennedy of Massachusetts. You don't hear that a lot, so that stuck out to me.
Sounds like a gift you get on a game show.
From and it
Baxter,
also
California.
And it sounds
50505.
It sounds expensive too, so that's a good thing.
That's another thing too. Tied with Rick Lippert, the Tech of Sports. Rick, I want to scroll down, and one thing I saw that this blender, individual blender that people can get, blend jets, like something who's on the go, want to stay active but want to stay healthy. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite products of the year, guys. So BlendJet has been a popular portable blender for years. Now they came out with the BlendJet 2 at the end of this year. And again, ultra portable, very powerful, comes in different colors. And this is a blender under $70 you can take with you. It's got 12 different charges it stores in it, so you don't have to plug it in. Put it in your gym bag, your tennis bag, even your golf bag, and make healthy drinks. I mean, we kind of tend to have those energy drinks or things maybe that aren't as healthy for us. Now there's no excuse. So at home or on the go, take a look at this BlendJet too.
And I'm going to go just the far end of that because this just sounds amazing. Chocolate tennis balls. chocolate.
Oh, you gotta look.
Chocolate tennis balls, man. Come on. Forget you keep your blender. I want me. Well, I'm going to say that a different way. Chocolate tennis balls. Yeah, got to watch how you say that on a Sunday morning. Yeah. And then staying in the same vein, he's also got personalized tennis balls. I wish I had that growing up, man. My name on the tennis ball, like golf balls.
Yeah, but Greg, then when you would have lost it or hit it over the fence, they would have known who did it.
You know, you're right there. You're right there.
I like the chocolate tennis balls, though. These are products that are available on Etsy. I don't know if you guys shop Etsy. It's small businesses, and people make their own kind of neat little items. They look like real tennis balls, but when you get them in your hand, you get close to them, they are white milk chocolate tennis balls. Really, any tennis player would like to get this as a gift, except for me, because I'm trying to watch my sugar intake, Sam.
There you go. You go out and do something good on the court, and you spoil it by eating those chocolate tennis balls. Before we let you go, you are our media director for the Truist Open at Atlantic Station. We hope it returns this summer, and there are some holiday packages, right?
Yeah, we're planning for this summer bigger and better than ever, as Eddie Gonzalez, tournament director, always says. AtlantaTennisOpen.com. Check out the site. There's deals. We've had a holiday pack on there this year that people can get their tickets in early, get the first pick of seats. And Sam, we'll see what happens with the tennis tour. It's been crazy, and what really could happen is a lot of great players that typically hadn't played Atlanta, with the way things are going for 2021, you may see them pop up in tournaments they normally didn't play this year. I know tennis fans in Atlanta would love that.
Would definitely love that. We'd just love to have our competition back and be able to come out and watch it and enjoy it. Rick, tell us where people can see these things that you mentioned to us tonight, today.
Yep, ricklimpert.info is my portal, kind of to everything I do, and wirelesswednesday.live for all my product reviews each day. And happy to be the warm-up act later on for David Archer.
Do you guys know each other? Do you guys know each other, Rick?
Yeah, we've met. He may not remember the few times we've met, but believe it or not, there's about 1,000 Iowa State graduates in the metro Atlanta area, which is a lot, you would think, for a school in the Midwest there. But it's been a good year for Cyclone football, as Sam knows, and make sure you get David to get his opinion on that.
I'm sure he'll give us that opinion right away. Rick Lippert, thanks so much. Rick is available, by the way. He is social on Twitter @RickRoswell. Rick Lippert, thanks so much. Happy holidays
to
you and your families, and stay safe and well.
All right, guys. Happy holidays. Like listening to you. Talk to you soon.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot. Also, shout out to Eddie Gonzalez, too. He brought up Eddie's name.
Man. Very much. So. Hope we get our tournament back this summer. Hope we have
all right.
Back.
Coming up at 7 o'clock hour, going to give you a chance at getting some of these jobs in the industry. You're going to have to do it a little piecemeal. I'll tell you about that in a bit. Ray Gleer is going to join us from Ball Atlanta. But up next, top of the 7 o'clock hour, we always acquiesce to Mr. Crenshaw and let him bring us up on what's going on locally, not only in the high school level, but college level. And we got a story that happened earlier this week we're going to get into. And Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out at radio.com. Matt with that jazz going. Good morning, everybody.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.